A Dark Devotion by Claire Francis. Read by Harriet Walter. Chapter 1. A familiar three-rap knock and the smooth, untroubled face of Sturgis appeared around the door, bringing the drift of raucous voices in his wake. Champagne's flowing, Alex. I looked at my watch, though I knew what time it was. I'll be along in a moment, Gary. Fantastic result, eh? I said, fantastic is one word. Sturgis hovered in the doorway, unable to contain his jubilation. You should have seen the faces of the other side. Sturgis was newly qualified and still young enough to be elated by the drama and ruthlessness of a court victory. Giving up thoughts of more work, I capped my pen and sat back in my chair. Very lucky with the jury, from what I hear. Lucky? Ha! But doesn't a good defence create its own luck? He beamed, quoting one of my own maxims back at me. That's one view. In the sense of forcing the best result. Absolutely. The hacks had us at 2-1 against. This was probably what I would have offered too, from what I'd heard of the case. Yes, they usually get it wrong. 2-1! Sturgis laughed jauntily. Just goes to show how out of touch they are, the press. No allowances for the jury's sense of fair play. No allowances, perhaps, for how little the jury knew of our client or his history. Sturgis hesitated, uncertain of the spirit in which I'd offered this remark. Well, that's only right and proper, isn't it? It's the only system that protects the maximum number of people on the greatest number of occasions. There's a difference, somehow. I gave a sudden grin. One day you must remind me what it is.